It's Politics with Amy Walter on The Takeaway. Since the start of the pandemic, we've been checking in with local leaders across the country about how they're handling the public health crisis caused by COVID-19. We know that the crisis has taken a toll on the health and economies of their cities and towns, but it's also created a lot of confusion about how to ensure that voters can safely cast ballots in the upcoming election. No state wants to look like Wisconsin did this April, with voters waiting in long lines to access a limited number of open polling places and a vote-by-mail system that overtaxed the Postal Service and local election offices.
Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Neil Albrecht says he's filing a request for an investigation by the U.S. Postal Service to find out why absentee ballots issued on March 22nd and 23rd didn't make it to voters.
Recently, California became the first state to modify their plans for the general election after Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order that said the state's 20 million plus registered voters would receive ballots in the mail. Now, California already has generous absentee voting rules, and during the 2018 midterm, 65% of registered voters voted by mail. Even so, there are still a lot of challenges to implementing such a sweeping change in America's most populous state. So I called up the person in charge of making sure that this all works, California Secretary of State Alex Padilla.
It's all hands on deck time to ensure that we deliver an accessible, secure, and safe election this November. And a great first step is the governor's recent executive order directing counties to send every registered voter a ballot in the mail in advance of the November election. So here's the good news. We're not starting from scratch. Vote by mail has been growing in popularity in California for years. In fact, in the March primary, about 75% of voters received their ballot in the mail. But going from 75 to 100% in the largest state in the nation with more than 20 million voters is no small task. And so we are going to be working in partnership with every single county in the state to help them expand vote by mail capacity and ramp up the efforts, whether it's printing ballots, mailing ballots, processing ballots that come back by mail at a level that we haven't seen before. And it will require additional resources. So while we put the plans and logistics in place, we are aggressively advocating for additional state and federal funds to help counties cover the costs that are going to be required, all at a time when the economy is struggling and revenues for state and local governments are falling off a cliff.
Right. So right now, as a county official, can I count on the state basically making up for whatever it costs me to send all these voters ballots? And do I have to include as a county official a prepaid stamp as well?
So yes, in California, law already requires that return postage for vote by mail ballots is prepaid. So it's saving a significant expense for county governments, but it's also empowering for voters to not have to scramble for stamps. One less obstacle between them and exercising their right to vote. Look, the good news is, even with these unexpected but important costs, I do believe federal and state dollars can cover the lion's share for counties. There are recent appropriations by Congress, for example, in the CARES Act, $400 million for states to safely administer elections in 2020. California's share is about $39 million. And so a lot of that will be used to help counties make the necessary changes for the November election. In recent years, California has invested state dollars through our budget into election modernization. So counties are not going it alone, at least not in the state of California. But we do have work to do to identify additional resources for voter education. Try as we might to expand vote by mail and even provide safe in-person opportunities to vote before election day. It's all for naught if voters don't know of the opportunities they have to take advantage of. So voter education and outreach is going to be a significant effort as well.
What about voters who just don't want to vote by mail? What options do they have?
Look, so in California, yes, the governor signed an executive order directing counties to send every registered voter a ballot in the mail in advance of the election. But let's not confuse this for an all vote by mail only election. We are committed to maintaining as many safe in-person voting opportunities both on and before Election Day for voters who need assistance or for voters who need to participate in same-day registration. So let's provide multiple safe opportunities for voters to choose how they prefer to cast their ballot, but make sure that they are safe. And a big part of the formula is this. The more voters we can get to participate early, whether it's by mail or safely in person, will mean shorter lines, smaller crowds, and a healthier environment at voting locations on Election Day.
Let's talk about another issue that Republicans specifically bring up a lot, including some Republicans from California, like the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, talk about this issue they call ballot harvesting, which is the ability for anyone in California to go and pick up ballots, vote by mail ballots, and return them. And their argument is there are no real rules around this. This is rife with the potential for fraud. What can you say to reassure Republicans or, quite frankly, any other voters that somebody who's coming around picking up ballots and dropping them off is not going to lead to either questions about fraud or fraud specifically?
Let's look at the facts. We do take voter fraud and potential for voter fraud very seriously. And the facts are clear. Voter fraud in America is exceedingly, exceedingly rare. Any accusations that vote by mail is not safe and secure are false, are baseless. And if we want to start with the vote suppressor in chief, they're outright lies and nothing but a pretext for voter suppression. You know, Trump has railed from the Oval Office about vote by mail when he himself is a vote by mail voter. So here's the truth about vote by mail. It's a proven practice that's not only safe and secure and efficient for administrators, it's tremendously convenient for voters and has helped increase voter turnout rates. And not just in blue states like California, but in red states and purple states across the country. So to suggest that vote by mail is not inherently safe is not only false, frankly, it's also an attempt to distract. Going back to the attacks to vote by mail by Trump, he's clearly failed in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic, and he's simply trying to change the subject and undermine confidence in our elections as he's struggling with his reelection campaign.
But the argument isn't just that about vote by mail, whether that is proper or fraud-free. The question is, should there be limits on just who and how many ballots a person can pick up? In other words, should there be some limitations to the process of going and taking someone else's ballot and delivering it for them?
So, look, the law is very clear, and we're talking federal voting rights here. If you're 18 years or older and a citizen of the United States, with minimal exception, you have the right to vote with no unnecessary obstacles or barriers to prevent you from doing so. So, yes, in California, we have chosen to empower voters to decide for themselves either how to cast or return their vote-by-mail ballots or who they most trust to return their ballot for them. And there's ample options for voters to consider. Return postage is prepaid, so you don't have to worry about stamps. You can hand your ballot back to the letter carrier, if you'd like, to return your ballot for you. You can drop it off in person to any secure drop box weeks before the election, or to any voting location convenient to you over the course of weeks leading up to the location. Or if a voter chooses, yes, to hand the ballot to a relative, a neighbor, a friend, to return their ballot for them, if that's the voter's choice. But also know that there are safety measures in place, including a signature. Vote-by-mail ballots, when returned, a voter must sign the outside of the envelope And a signature check is one of the security measures that we have in place to ensure that the ballot coming back indeed is coming back from the voter who's properly registered.
All right. Well, Secretary Padilla, thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Stay safe.
Alex Padilla is California's Secretary of State.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.